Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Interesting. Biggie has recommended yet another television show to me. I will watch it. I've heard great things about it. Landman, which stars Billy Bob Thornton and John Hamm is in it, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a woman who's really good.
Demi Moore's in it.
Demi Moore, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. She's in Landman.
Yeah.
You know who else is in it? Actress named Allie Larder. Now, you're going to remember her for a very famous scene.
Seinfeld?
No. Varsity Blues, whipped cream bikini.
That's right. Okay, I'm going to start watching this show.
Mm-hmm. There's a visual for
you. Start watching
and let me
this
tell
show.
You, she has aged spectacularly.
Yeah, yeah, I bet that's true. Mm-hmm. She looked great back then when she was on Varsity Blues.
Yes, she plays Billy Bob Thornton's ex-wife. I don't want to give too much away,
mm-hmm.
but she's great in the role.
Now, we don't have it prepared yet, but Biggie says that John Hamm goes on a rant about clean energy. You know, I'm a big proponent of clean energy.
Sure. No one. Who's a bigger fan of the earth than you?
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly right. We just talked a moment ago about the Obama plug in Chris Dem's showerhead.
Low flow.
Yeah.
That's what made me think of the scene.
Yeah. Chris Dem went from a great high flow, high powered, great water pressure shower, had to have the shower head replaced. All of a sudden, he's getting no water pressure.
It's a trickle.
It's terrible.
A trickle.
So the guy is back at his house and he says, "Hey, I don't know what went on with that shower head. Now I get no water pressure." And the guy says, "Oh, I know what happened here. Somebody forgot to take out your Obama plug." Obama plug removed.
Boom. Trashed. Now I have water pressure.
Great. Water pressure.
Unbelievable water pressure.
Now, I am a stickler for the environment. I
always have been.
How many times have I said, turn your water off while you're brushing your teeth? I learned that at Disney World. You know, don't waste water in that way.
Yeah. Disney.
The girl on one of the rides, it was one of those safari rides. And she's like, remember now, take care of the earth. Turn your water off when you're brushing your teeth. That'll save a gallon of water per day.
Okay, and exit through the gift shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Watch out for the lion.
That's what it was. That's right. And then she said, all of these vehicles are powered electrically. You know, these are electric power safari vehicles or whatever. I was like, okay, great. You know, I was really into it. And so since then, of course, I've been beating the drum for electric power and all of those things. But Biggie says, once I hear this speech by John Hamm, I'll come out the other side, more red-blooded American, more red-blooded Republican than I've been in some time.
Yeah, you'll be shouting, drill, drill, drill.
Give me a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got back onto Fox News after Trump won. I was like, let's take a look, see what they're talking about.
Might as well
go over here.
And, you know, oh, man, so you would be perfect for the role.
Mm.
What it is he's at a shareholders meeting.
Uh-huh.
With other.
Hamm?
Yeah. Hamm plays he plays the owner of the oil company.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire, but he's still considered small because he's a private owner of this oil company.
Yeah.
But he's at a meeting with other owners and other oil people, and there's one guy who'd be played by you who's like, we must go to clean energy. He's British.
It's a pretty good impression, Big.
We must.
We must.
We must.
Yeah.
And another guy's like, oh, yeah, we should probably look at clean energy.
Mm-hmm.
And Hamm's just sitting there, and finally he's like, oh, shut the F up. And maybe you should just play it.
All right, do we have it?
Yeah, we have
it.
Is it cleaned up? No.
Yeah,
all right. This is from Land.
This is right after he says, oh, shut the F up.
Y'all have been in so many shareholder meetings, you forgot what it is we actually do for a living. We are well diggers. We don't, nor can we ever control how our product is used or what it is used for. There's nothing I can do to make an engine run cleaner because I don't build engines. I don't care what the governor of California says about electric vehicles. I don't care how many career college students block London traffic or spray paint a sculpture. I care that the price of oil stays between $76 and $88 a barrel. That is what we should be discussing. The world has already convinced itself that you are evil and I am evil for providing them the one thing they interact with every day, and they will not be convinced otherwise. Stop wasting your time and stop wasting mine.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a speech.
Wow, indeed.
That's a speech. All right. A lot of people feel that
way.
You know, sometimes I dance around. Oh, clean energy.
Yeah.
You know how I am.
Yeah.
You know what I am. We must look at clean energy.
We mustn't.
But
we must.
He's an oil man. Mm-hmm. He's still.
Exactly.
So that's. Okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm back. I'll be on that show.
Oh, yeah. I think you'll really You'll really enjoy that show once you're into it, because Billy Bob Thornton's character is wonderful,
If we see Chris Kelly, because, you know, we have a decent holiday break coming up, and and whenever the first day this show reconvenes in January, if you show up driving a Hummer, we'll know you watch Landman.
Right, because every time Biggie tells me a show
or a giant pickup.
Every time he tells me a show to watch, I spite watch it.
Yeah.
And then wind up loving it. This one, I have been told by many, is a great show. Now, it got nominated for a bunch of awards.
Did it?
I could be wrong about that. I saw Billy Bob Thornton being interviewed, so I wonder if he, I don't know if he got nominated. I think he did, because he was talking about.
Maybe he did. I don't remember Landman.
He was talking about what suit he'd be wearing to the awards and
stuff. Oh, he loves questions like that.
Yeah. He blew that off. He ramrodded right past that. He was congratulating some of his co-stars. I don't know. They must have got a couple of nominations. It was all Golden Globes. You know, it's that kind of time of year.
Did you ever see there's a comedian named Pete Holmes? He's kind of a tall, goofy guy. Funny guy. Has a different sort of angle on comedy. He does, or he's been where he says he's been working on a John Hamm impression. More Mad Men era John Hamm than Landman John Hamm.
Yeah.
And he says when you do Don Draper, it's just loud, low, and slow. Yeah. So he said to his scene partner, he said, ask me a question. And the woman was like, well, Don, what are we going to do without our children?
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah, that's very
that's
good. And
that's Don Draper.
God, I loved him.
Slow, low.
In Mad Men, he was awesome. It was so.
He really was Don Draper.
God, I thought he's going to be Don Draper forever, but he's a great actor, so he's done other things.
He does have range.
He's good. I mean, he's good in comedies, and he's and this, I hear he's really good.
This, he's high strung, which Demi Moore plays his wife.
Yeah.
And she's always, which kind of reminds me of Chris Kelly in a way, too, where his wife's always like, take your blood pressure pill, you know, calm down, don't get so riled up.
Interesting, because in Mad Men, he was never riled up about anything. He was always Joe Cool. And, you know, the reason we watch Mad Men, my wife found him so unbelievably attractive. My wife and her sister were talking about, like, that's the best-looking man ever on television. They loved him in those suits.
He's got to be in the short list.
Yes. those suits from the 60s and the hair and everything.
The hair, the cigs.
Unbelievable. Trouble, you're talking about the show Landman.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh, Trouble's back in town. What do you say about Landman?
Well, my dad was a Landman.
Ah.
And that the way they play that role is completely not the way landmen act. They act more like Don Draper. They're out buying and selling leases. They're not. They may go check a well, but not very often.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it was filmed in my hometown, Midland, Texas. And I've seen a few shots of it, but most of it's filmed, it looks like, in Fort Worth and Dallas, because Taylor Sheridan, the Yellowstone guy, lives in Weatherford, and so they did a lot of filming around there.
Okay, that's right, and that's a Taylor Sheridan product. That's Biggie was telling us yesterday.
They do always talk about Billy Bob Thornton's like always, I got to fly to Dallas.
Right? And does he not want to fly to Dallas?
No, because he's in Midland, and that's when he has to go to Dallas. It's always for either a deposition or to see
I got
John Hamm.
Thank you, Trouble.
Yeah.
Always good to hear from you. Here comes Trouble. That's how we're going to introduce her from
now. Okay.
Yeah, Midland. I know that from Friday Night Lights. Midland and all those Plano East and all those towns in Texas.
Well, they make Midland sound very boring. They're all, you know, that's the whole thing is, we're stuck in Midland just working the oil fields.
Oh, I see. Okay. But you're a fan. I mean, how many episodes has there been so far?
Five, I believe. Five or six. And I really, really like it. This is a Chris Kelly show.
Yeah, I'll get on that. But then sometimes, Kristen was comparing me to Cameron Diaz.
When does the earth get this much attention?
I do that. Yeah. You know, I'll say stuff like that sometimes.
You swing from pole to pole, as they say.
Well, it depends on what I'm watching. And right now,
who's the last person in your ear?
There it is. Mm-hmm. Who's the last person in my ear? Most times it's my wife, and of course, she doesn't mind using high-powered
fossil fuels, petroleum products.
Yes, she's okay with that.
This would be a hard show for your wife, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, because I think she'd love the message, oil, drill. but I don't think she'd like the ex-wife played
She
by
won't.
Allie Larder. No, or there's the daughter of who's there as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She would never like the ex-wife. She's somebody recently. We were watching that show. I erroneously called it Crazy Sisters. It's called Bad Sisters, which is also good. That's a very good little murder mystery show. And one of the I call them crazy, but they're bad sisters, is having an affair.
Mm.
And by the way, listen to this show. Listen to what this. Okay, there's five sisters. And,
oh.
Okay, there's five of them. And one is married to a horrible man. I mean, he is reprehensible. The other, one of them, is married to a really good guy, but she's having an affair. Well, her brother-in-law, the terrible guy, figures out that she's having an affair and gets a hold of her phone and changes the contact information so that when he texts the woman, his sister-in-law, it looks like the lover, the boyfriend is texting.
So he texts her
like, send me a picture of your, privates.
Is it like the Irish word for hoo-ha?
Yeah.
Yeah. Send me a picture of your hoo-ha. And he's like sitting across the dinner table from her. And he's like, send me a picture of your hoo-ha. So she goes to the bathroom and does it. And so he's staring at her hoo-ha and looking across the table at her.
Cool.
Yeah.
What? Do you want to see my bangers and mash?
I never see anything like that now. Woo-ha. And so he's got her doing all sorts of stuff, on the phone.
And she doesn't know.
She doesn't know. And he's pretending, because it looks like, it says the boyfriend's name. Of course, you never check the number. It just says the name. Because he swapped them. And all of a sudden, she's in the bathroom, like, doing this and saying, he's like, I want you to do that thing to me that you do. She's like, oh, you mean when I do this and that? And he's like, yeah. And they're right in the same room, and he's texting her. She doesn't realize it's happening. That's an evil man right there.
You would think, now I haven't seen the program, but it sounds like eventually she would realize when she's having discussions with the real-life boyfriend, something's amiss.
Oh, she figures it out. But it
takes a while.
Yeah, and once she sends the pictures, he's got the pictures.
They're out.
He's got a picture of her hoo-ha.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, give me that picture of my hoo-ha. she's
screaming to me, darling.
She's screaming at exactly. It's like, what do you want me to do? I've got it. It's in my possession. And, she tries to grab his phone.
It's in McLeod.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
And she tries to grab his phone and everything. And what? You can't do anything. It's all right. And he's like, even if you destroy this phone, I've got it on back. I got Apple backup.
It's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud. Exactly. Well, my wife, I said, this guy is diabolical, which she agreed, but she says, that's what you get when you have an affair, isn't it? She's having an affair. She's
karma
cheating.
Comeuppance.
Yeah, she's cheating on her good guy husband, and look what happens.
The world sees your hoo-ha.
Yeah, the whole world could see your hoo-ha. Exactly.